Text number 6. One devotee once was saying, was joking. Krishna says, Patram Pushpam Phalam Toyam. He likes leaf, water, fruit, etc. Then this is what we should offer. But actually the meaning is that if have someone has no money, no facility, then they can offer Krishna even one leaf, flower, water, and he will be satisfied.
हमको पत्ता भी दे, फूल भी दे, जल दे, फल दे, तो मैं इसको स्वीकार करता
हूँ। I accept it.
भगवान प्रेम देखते हैं कि ला करके दे रहा है।
The Lord sees the love in it. He does not really see the thing, but he sees the love by which he is serving him.
किस चीज की कमी है कि वस्तु चाहेंगे तो प्रेम।
He has no shortage of anything. He is hungry for love.
जैसे कोई बच्चा घर पर है और उसके डैडी उसके पिताजी जाते हैं मार्केट।
जस्ट लाइक अ चाइल्ड इज एट होम एंड हिज फादर ही गोज टू द मार्केट
बाजार में, तो वहाँ उनको ध्यान आता है कि ये बच्चे के लिए ले
चलो। देयर ही इज थिंकिंग आई शुड गेट दिस फॉर माय सन एंड सपोज
अपने बच्चे के लिए
द फादर ही ब्रिंग्स फॉर हिज सन वन बॉक्स ऑफ स्वीट्स
और देते हैं।
And he gives it to his son.
और मान लीजिए उनके दो तीन लड़के।
And suppose he has two or three sons.
एक लड़के को दे और लड़का खाने लगे।
One child he gives and the child starts eating. He brought it for eating, so he is pleased that his child is eating.
तो लड़का लेते ही खाना चालू कर।
And he takes it and he starts eating.
लेकिन कोई ऐसा बच्चा है, ऐसा लड़का है जो
But if there's another child, when he gets his sweets and he says, "My dear father, you taste first."
अगर इतना कह दे कि डैडी आप खा लो।
If he just says this much, "My dear daddy, you eat this," then his father will be very pleased. His heart will be overwhelmed. Although he has not brought the sweets for himself, neither is he going to eat it. Maybe even has diabetes. He will not eat. But this attitude of his child, he will be so pleased that he is offering to him. He likes me. Then he says, "No, my dear son, I bought it for you. You eat." In this way we eat. So many things we use. So then if we offer them to Krishna, then actually Krishna doesn't need them. He doesn't require those things. He's Purna. He's complete in every way. Complete wealth. Complete knowledge. But with this attitude of ours, he becomes very pleased that he is offering me. Therefore, he gives all of that back. He doesn't need it. He makes prasad and he gives it back. One time one man was arguing with me. He says, I know why you guys make offering, because he doesn't eat. If he had started eating and the food disappeared, you will never offer. Then I said, if in your house one of your children, your wife directly eats, do you stop offering? You will offer more. Please have some more. Then directly if the Lord starts eating, the devotees will offer more. He said, no, because he doesn't need, that's why you like to show that you're offering. But actually, you know that he doesn't need. You all eat. That's what you do. Lord actually leaves it for us because he knows we are hungry. We are the one who are dying for food. He doesn't need. But we offer him with love. He is pleased. Yes, he loves me. This you can see in this world also. Many places a person doesn't need to eat, but people insist, please have a little bit, have a little bit. Then person says, yes, okay.
अगर आप किसी को बोलते हैं थैंक यू तो कहते हैं वेलकम.
If you say somebody thank you, they become pleased and say welcome.
इस तरह के प्रवृत्ति को भगवान हमें देखना चाहते हैं. तो जो व्यक्ति
if there is a person who offers bhoga with love and faith, he offers fans Krishna, he does aarti.
भगवान उसके इस क्रिया को इस भक्ति को सदा याद रखते हैं.
The Lord always remember his this service. He never forgets.
एक संस्कृत के श्लोक में कहा गया है कि यदि अच्छा व्यक्ति होगा.
There is one shloka in Sanskrit. It says if a person is a good person.
यदि वास्तव में सच्चा आदमी होगा तो.
If he is a true and honest person.
उसका थोड़ा सा उपकार किए है वो जीवन भर नहीं भूल सकता.
And if you do a little bit something for him sometime, whole life he will not forget you.
उपकार वो कहता है कि मान लीजिए किसी के केस में.
What kind of service? He says, suppose somebody has in their hair a piece of straw, a grass, dry grass.
कोई बता दिया कि आपके केस में तृण है.
And somebody tells him, oh, you have a hair, you have a dry grass stuck in your hair.
तो उसको हटा देगा.
And he takes it out.
तो जो व्यक्ति बताया कि आपके केस में तृण है उसके उपकार को जीवन भर नहीं भूलता.
So the he this person never forgets the other person who has told him of this this grass in his hair because he has done some service for him and he never forgets in his life because he is a good person.
छोटा सा उपकार
even such a small thing. Sometime you see in this world, a person does not forget. And the Krishna is a supreme, great, grateful person. He never forgets that this person offered me obeisances, this person chanted my name, offered me bhoga. He gave me all these offerings. This is our life. We are parts and parcel of Krishna.
तो अपने पास जो भी वस्तु है उसे भगवान को अर्पण करना.
Whatever we have, we should offer it first to Krishna.
कभी नहीं भोगना चाहिए.
We should never just enjoy it ourselves.
कोई व्यक्ति माला लाता है वो भगवान को अर्पित किया हुआ नहीं रहता.
Sometimes happens with us also. A person offers a garland to us and it is not offered to the deity.
तो हम तो ध्यान रखते हैं पूछते हैं ये भगवान.
I ask them, I try to, that is it offered to the deity? If it's not offered, then offer to the Lord first. We can only accept His prasad. We're not Bhagwan or Ishwar that we can just enjoy it without being offered.
Sukadev Goswami Maharaj Parikshit ki sabha mein Ganga tat par kah rahe hain.
Sukadev Goswami is speaking in the assembly with Parikshit Maharaj on the banks of the Ganges.
जबकि पूतना लोक बाल अग्नि राक्षसी रुधिरासन.
Although Putana was so cruel, she came and she offered her milk with the intention of killing him. So what to speak of those who with love and faith and offer him things that are very dear to them, why the Lord will not accept them in his abode and include them in his pastime.
और फिर भगवान की माताओं के समान.
And what and especially if somebody offers him something as his mother would. Krishna had many mothers in Braj. All the cows had become his mothers, and all the gopis had become his mothers.
बने थे और गोपियों के अपने-अपने पुत्र बने थे भगवान.
In the Brahma Vimohan Lila, Krishna had become the calves, all the calves. So he had become the child calf of all the cows. They were all his mothers, and all the boys he had become the child of all the gopis. So all the gopis were his mothers.
बच्चों को और बछड़ों को तो सारे बछड़े और सारे गोप सखा भगवान बन गए थे.
Therefore, Sukadev Goswami is using the word matra, mothers.
ब्रज की माताओं ने गौओं ने गोपियों ने जितना स्नेह कृष्ण से किया और अपने दूध पिलाती थी उनके सुख के विषय में उन क्या कहना है.
Plural, mothers. The mothers and the cows of Braja, how much affection and love they gave to Krishna, and how much they milk Krishna drank from all the cows and all the mothers. They offered with so much love. What can be, there is no comparison to their love. Same way, if somebody tries to offer something to Krishna, how can he forget? We have to really consider this point. He is here, Sukadev Goswami is telling the nature of the Lord. In this world, we do not see an example of how much as much as Krishna loves us. You can do so much for a person in this world. You can work so hard for them. You can give them so much money. But sometimes it is seen, even one's own wife would say, "You, what have you done for me? You never did anything for me." He did everything. He built a house. He gave jewelry, clothes, food, everything, children, and still he gets this reward. You never did anything for me.
लेकिन भगवान तो उनके लिए थोड़ा भी कर दिया जाए तो उसको बहुत मानते हैं.
But for the Supreme Lord Krishna, even if you do something very small, he consider that you have done so much service for him, and he never forgets. If you do some little service, give him something as small as a mustard seed, and he considers it as big as a Himalaya mountain.
और दुनिया की हालत ऐसी है कि हिमालय के बराबर दीजिए.
एंड दिस मटेरियल वर्ल्ड इज लाइक दैट दैट यू ऑफर देम समथिंग एज बिग एज ए हिमालय माउंटेन एंड दे कंसीडर इट टू बी लाइक एज बिग एज अ मस्टर्ड सीड.
हमको सरसों भी नहीं दिया.
दे विल से ही हैजंट इवन गिवन मी अ मस्टर्ड सीड. वी सी इन दिस वर्ल्ड
किसी के लिए मर भी जाइए तब भी आदमी कहता है हमारे लिए कुछ नहीं.
यू कैन डाई फॉर समवन एंड दे विल से ही नेवर डिड एनीथिंग फॉर मी.
अपने पिता से कह रहा था तू हमारे लिए क्या
किया. वी हर्ड वन बॉय वाज टेलिंग हिज फादर वन यंग मैन व्हाट डिड यू डू फॉर मी एनीवे. नथिंग.
माता पिता क्या नहीं करते.
व्हाट पेरेंट्स डोंट डू फॉर देयर चिल्ड्रन. Everything they do, still you hear like this. This is the situation of this material world. But in the Lord's kingdom, he is very, very grateful. He never forgets. Considers it to be a very great service. Gajendra was drowning. He was dying, and he called.
लास्ट में जब भगवान आ रहे तो देख लिया गजेंद्र ने तो अपनी सूर्य से उस संकट के समय में भी सूर्य से फूल उखाड़ कर.
इन द एंड व्हेन ही सॉ व्हेन द लॉर्ड वाज कमिंग एंड ही सॉ दैट द लॉर्ड वाज कमिंग इन हिज ट्रंक ही पिक्ड ए लिटिल लोटस फ्लावर एंड ही वाज ऑफरिंग टू द लॉर्ड
अर्पित करने के लिए. अब वो मरने जा रहे थे डूबने जा रहे थे उस दशा में भी भगवान को उन्होंने फूल अर्पित किया.
He was going to die. He was going to drown. In that condition, he offered a flower to Krishna.
एक कथा है दक्षिण भारत में साउथ इंडिया में एक भक्त थे गृहस्थ.
There is a कथा in South India there was a devotee, a गृहस्थ.
घर में एक डीटी थी.
He had a deity in his house. In his temple. In the temple. In his town. In his village. And he was very attached to this deity. When he went to market one day, he saw one amazing lotus flower. It was a very beautiful flower. And he thought, that this flower I will offer to the our deity Vishnu. But he was not so rich. The person was asking too much money. He went and asked, how much is this flower? So first this the shopkeeper told a small price. He said, okay, I'll buy it. By then another man came. He came with a prostitute. And he said, he saw that flower and he said, I want this for my girlfriend. I will tie it on her hair, he thought. In South India, ladies tie flowers in their hair a lot. And that prostitute was right there with her. And he thought this flower, he will buy it and offer it to her, his girlfriend. So he said, how much is this? And he said, this much price. By then this devotee was standing there. He said, I have already bought this flower. I already spoken to him about this flower. Because he was thinking, I will take this flower and offer to Lord Vishnu. And that lumpet thought he will give to his girlfriend.
By then,
the other man, he said, I will give you twice as much money. So the lady who was selling, she said, okay, well, give, then I'll sell it to you. And then so this devotee said, no, it's mine. And he said a price twice as much. So in this way, the both of them were competing for the price. And in the end, this other man, he said a very great price. And this by then, and he decided that it is, I have to have this flower for my deity. And he quoted a higher price, although he didn't have any money. So in the end, the cost of the flower was too high, so this the prostitute hunter, he just left with his girlfriend. And this devotee had said, I have to have this flower, and now the price had increased to the new price. So he said, this flower I want for my deity, and I'm going to sell my house if I have to, but I'm going to purchase this flower to offer to my deity in South India. So it was decided. So he wrote a piece of paper, I owe you this much money, and I will go sell my house and I'll bring you the money. So he took the flower for the Lord. It is even today that deity is there. I forget which deity in South India, and he went and offered that flower to the Lord. And at that moment, the deity's head bent, his neck bent down. And even today, his head is bent. The Lord felt very heavy with the weight of this service, of this love of this devotee. And even today you can see his head is bent. The Lord was so pleased by sacrifice. And in the end he went and he gave the Lord, appeared in the dream of that lady and said, don't charge him very much, he is my devotee. The very original price, you just take that. Don't take him too much money. He brought for me. So that lady came up to this devotee and she said, I will not take any money from you. That's it. So this was the Leela. You have taken the flower to offer to the Lord. She didn't take any money. Even today his neck is bent because of the weight of the service of his devotee. This is called love. In Haridwar there is a place, there is a community called Jwalapur. There is an area. There is one devotee, he comes every year to my katha. They celebrate Janmashtami with great pomp. They had every year they had done this. Janmashtami came and at that time they only had 150 rupees. And they had the feeling, they had the bhav that they have to celebrate Lord Krishna's birthday. So they went and they sold all the pots of their household a day before Janmashtami. They had pots made of copper and kancha. And they sold it all in the shop and they celebrated the Lord's appearance day. Then everybody came to know in that area that this devotee has sold all his pots to do Janmashtami. He made, with that money, he cooked a feast, he made a feast, and he distributed to everybody. And after this, he had, Krishna gave him so much wealth. Every day his family, morning and evening, they're doing bhajan and kirtan. He has a job, but morning and evening he does bhajan in their house. I went to his house and he showed me his deity. He said, we celebrate his Janmashtami.
Radha Govinda naam hai deity.
The deity's name is Radha Govinda.
Ye baat sunte hain ki bechara apna sara bartan bech kar ke Janmashtami
manaya. I had heard this story that he sold all his pots to celebrate Janmashtami.
To yah prasang putna ka yah shiksha de raha hai ki Bhagwan se sambandh rakhna chahiye aur jo bhi hai prem se.
This verse tells us that we should keep our sambandha, our relationship with the Lord, and we should always serve him with love. Even if somebody offers just one glass of water near their deity, even that is a nice service. Every day we're drinking water, at least offer some water to your deity. To sing for Krishna, to cook for Krishna. This Sukadeva Goswami is giving the example of Putana and trying to teach us. When Putana is so sinful, she came to kill Krishna and Krishna gave her such a nice position. What to speak of the devotees? Krishna.
नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वत देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य सतारिणे.
Sukadev Goswami in this prasang, he is describing the Ahaituki Kripa in this chapter, his causeless mercy.
Bhagwan वास्तव में कृपा मय है.
The Lord is actually कृपा मय.
कोई पूछे कि भगवान किस चीज से बने.
If somebody asks,
कहा जा सकता है कि कृपा.
What is the Lord made of? What is his body made of? Then it can be said that his body is made of kripa only. Kripa. From toes to head. Our body is made from blood, bones, flesh. But what is inside Krishna's body? Only kripa, only mercy.
सभी जीवों के प्रति परम स्नेह करते हैं और विशेष करके जो उनके पास आ जाए.
He has special affection for all the living entities, especially for one that takes shelter of him. So this has been going on since the last 4 days. 5 days.
आज पांचवा दिन है. हाँ, 4 दिन हो चुका था, आज पांचवा दिन है. संडे को भी हुआ था ना, पांचवा दिन.
पंचा, 5 days भागवत. सप्ताह इज 7 days.
सुखदेव गोस्वामी वर्णन कर रहे हैं किस प्रकार पूतना
37 and 38
भक्त हृदय स्थाभ्याम बंद्याभ्याम लोक बंदित ही अंगम जस्यः समाक्रम्य भगवान पिबतस्तनम. पूतना का देह जलाया गया तो उससे शुद्ध दिव्य अगरु की सुगंध निकली.
When Putana's body was burnt and the smoke that was coming out was pure agaru smell, fragrance went everywhere.
श्रील सुखदेव गोस्वामी तो आप पीछे कहीं अनुवाद कीजिए.
This fragrance came from the smoke from burning Putana's body. Sukadev Goswami has already explained this. What is Krishna? Actually, he is transcendental, divya, chinmay.
Vigraha ka arth hota hai deh. Lekin hum log Bhagwan ka jab varnan karte hain, to usme shri lagate hain, kyunki Bhagwan ka deh divya hai.
But when we describe Krishna, we always call him Shri, Shri Krishna, Shri Shyam Sundar, because he is transcendental.
मरण बुढ़ापा.
देर इज नो बर्थ डेथ ओल्ड एज डिजीज.
देखते हैं कि भगवान बढ़ रहे हैं तो वो चिन्मय लीला है उनके पास.
वी सी दैट कृष्ण इज ग्रोइंग फ्रॉम बेबी टू अ बॉय बट दैट्स हिज ट्रांसेंडेंटल पास टाइम.
के प्रति इस आदर भाव को रिस्पेक्ट को प्रकट करने के लिए भक्त लोग श्री विग्रह.
टू ऑफर दिस रिस्पेक्ट टू द लॉर्ड वी यूज द वर्ड श्री इन फ्रंट ऑफ हिज नेम श्री श्याम सुंदर.
श्री मुख श्री
लाइक हिज माउथ श्री मुख श्री चरण श्री हस्त.
भगवान परम सुंदर है.
ही इज अ सुप्रीम ब्यूटीफुल
भगवान है. वास्तव उनका शरीर एक तो सुंदर है और दूसरा चिन्मय है.
फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल ही इज सुप्रीमली ब्यूटीफुल एंड ऑन टॉप ऑफ दैट ही इज टोटली ट्रांसेंडेंटल.
होता है पूर्ण चेतन नक्ष
चिन्मय. ट्रांसेंडेंटल मीन्स फ्रॉम द टिप ऑफ द टो to his head, his only chetanak consciousness, nothing material.
और आनंद से परिपूर्ण.
And ananda. And gyan.
चिन्मय दिव्य. तो इस प्रकार भगवान के चरण को श्री चरण हस्त को हस्त.
Therefore the Lord's charan is called Shri charan, hand, Shri hast.
Shri hast. श्री नासिका श्री कर्ण
श्री नासिका श्री कर्ण एटसेट्रा. दिस फॉर्म इट मे लुक लाइक अ ह्यूमन बीइंग बीइंग्स बट एक्चुअली इट इज कम्प्लीटली ट्रांसेंडेंटल.
जैसे कोई मिश्री का आदमी बना दिया.
जस्ट लाइक व्हेन यू मेक अ पर्सन अ डॉल आउट ऑफ शुगर.
मिश्री
और मिश्री
शुगर कैंडी. अगर मिश्री का आदमी पूरा.
इफ यू बिल्ड अ डॉल ऑफ अ मैन फ्रॉम शुगर देन एवरीथिंग इज मेड ऑफ इज शुगर. इवन इफ यू टेक आउट अ पीस ऑफ हिज फिंगर इट विल बी ऑल शुगर.
कान
ईयर ऑल शुगर. हेयर विल बी एवरीथिंग विल बी मेड ओनली ऑफ शुगर.
इस प्रकार भगवान श्री कृष्ण का जो श्री विग्रह देह है देह नहीं है.
इन दिस वे the Lord Shri Vigraha, his form is all transcendental. Chinmay.
उनके आँख में नाक में हाथ में पैर में पीठ में पेट में कोई अंतर नहीं.
There is no difference between his eyes, nose, feet, hands, back, front.
और उनके शरीर में और ऐसा कुछ नहीं है कि ये खून है हड्डी है.
There is no such material form. Blood and bones, etc.
इसीलिए श्री कृष्ण का कोई भी अंग किसी भी इंद्रिय का काम कर सकता.
Therefore, Shri Krishna's any part of his body can do the job of another part.
उनका हाथ देख सकता है.
His hand can see.
पैर से सुन सकते
हैं. He can hear from his foot. His eyes can hear. अंगानि यस्य सकलेन्द्रिय
चिरं जगन्ति आनंद चिन्मय सदुज्ज्वल विग्रहस्य गोविंदमादि पुरुषं तमहं भजामि. हम लोग बाध्य है माया जगत में, हम लोग आंख से ही देखें.
वी आर फोर्स्ड इन दिस माया जगत, इन दिस मटेरियल वर्ल्ड. वी कैन ओनली सी विद आवर आईज.
पीठ से नहीं देख सकते.
वी कैन नॉट सी विद आवर बैक.
हम लोग पैर से चलेंगे.
We can walk with our feet. We cannot walk with our head.
लेकिन भगवान के सारे अंग सभी इंद्रियों का काम करते हैं.
But the Lord's all his parts of his body can do act like all the other parts.
हाथ लगाने की कोई जरूरत नहीं.
Therefore, when we make an offering, he can eat with his eyes. He does not have to pick it up with his hand.
इसकी कोई जरूरत नहीं किसी को. कभी कभी लोग प्रश्न करते हैं कि ठाकुर जी तो ऐसे देखते रहते हैं और आप लोग मान लेते हैं कि खा लिए. ये तो सेंटिमेंट है भाव.
इन दिस श्लोका इट इज सेड द लॉर्ड टुक मिल्क फ्रॉम द पुतनास ब्रेस्ट. हाउ?
पकड़ करके समाक्रम्य आक्रमण करके दबा कर पैर भी पैर से दबाए थे, ओठों को लगाए थे, खूब अच्छा से पकड़ करके उसका स्तन पिए थे.
He says, Yasya Angam Samakramya. Samakramya means that he embraced very tightly with his hands and feet. By this reason, all her sins, previous sins were destroyed. That Lord offered her position as his mother. In this world there are many ways, many sadhanas to achieve the Lord, such as Shravan, Kirtan, etc. Vishnu Smaran, etc. There are many sadhanas by which the devotees can reach Krishna's abode. And then there is yajna, dan, tapasya, austerity, etc., by which they can reach, people can reach heavenly abodes.
Our shubh gati hai. लेकिन सबसे सुंदर सबसे श्रेष्ठ गति
द बेस्ट ऑफ ऑल इज फॉर अ लिविंग एंटिटी इज टू बी एबल टू एंटर इन कृष्णा नित्य लीला.
भगवान जहाँ लीला करते हैं
वेयर लॉर्ड इज परफॉर्मिंग हिज पास टाइम टू बिकम वन ऑफ हिज एसोसिएट्स वन ऑफ हिज सखाज फ्रेंड्स और वन हिज फ्रेंड्स ऑफ हिज मदर or one of his lovers, or one of his das, somehow or other, be part of his Leela party. This is Param Siddhi. This is the greatest achievement of a living entity. Whether dasya bhav, sakya bhav, vatsalya bhav, or madhurya bhav, somehow or other, one should try to reach the pastimes, to be included in the pastimes of the Lord.
Gopiyon ne Sri Krishna ko priyatam ke roop mein paya hai.
The gopis achieved Krishna in the form of their lover. Shri Dham, Sakhas, friends, they achieved him as their friend.
Sakha ke roop mein, friend ke roop mein paya hai. माँ यशोदा रोहिणी आदि ने पुत्र के रूप में पाया.
मदर यशोदा रोहिणी एक्सेट्रा दे हैव कृष्णा इन द फॉर्म ऑफ देयर सन.
और गोपियों ने पुत्र के रूप में और जो दास भाव के भक्त हैं उन लोगों ने स्वामी के रूप में.
एंड दोज डिवोटीज विद द फीलिंग्स ऑफ दास दासिया दे अचीव्ड कृष्णा इन द फॉर्म ऑफ देयर स्वामी.
सेवक की भावना करके श्री कृष्ण को स्वामी के रूप में प्राप्त किया है. और श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु बताते हैं कि ब्रज के परिकरों के भाव को स्वीकार करके उनके भाव के अनुसार श्री कृष्ण से
श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु
भाव को स्वीकार करके उनके
एक्सप्लेन्स इन चैतन्य चरितामृता दैट टू एक्सेप्ट द फीलिंग्स द भाव ऑफ द ब्रजवासीज एंड अकॉर्डिंग टू दोज फीलिंग्स टू सर्व एंड लव कृष्णा इज कॉल्ड रागानुगा भक्ति.
राग यही भक्ति वास्तव में सर्वश्रेष्ठ भक्ति है.
दिस भक्ति, दिस काइंड ऑफ भक्ति इज एक्चुअली द टॉप मोस्ट.
श्री कृष्ण के श्रीअंग का स्पर्श होता है या उसको भक्त सुनते हैं.
Where the Lord, the devotees can touch Krishna or smell his lotus feet.
गंध निकलती है श्री कृष्ण के श्री विग्रह से. एक ही साथ सब जगह और कई प्रकार.
श्री कृष्णस ट्रांसेंडेंटल बॉडी एमिनेट्स ट्रांसेंडेंटल फ्रेग्रेंस इन
साथ सब जगह और कई प्रकार की सुगंध.
At the same time, in all directions and in many kinds of fragrances, in Chaitanya Charitamrita it is described.
कमल की सुगंध.
That the kasturi ki sugandh, fragrance of the lotus flower, fragrance of kasturi,
guru ki sugandh aur chandan ki sugandh,
fragrance of aguru and the fragrance of sandalwood.
Charo mile ho divya utkrisht koti ke to sab milit gandh hai.
And when the best quality of these four things are mixed and the fragrance that comes, this kind of fragrance, transcendental fragrance, keeps emanating from the Lord's body.
तो उसे श्री विग्रह का ध्यान करना भी बहुत दुर्लभ.
And to be able to meditate on such a transcendental body is very hard to achieve.
सभी हम लोग का अनुभव
है. Very rare.
मन को भगवान के रूप में लगाना चाहते हैं लेकिन
even we all have this experience that we want to meditate on this form of the Lord, but it is very rarely done, very difficult to hold on to. All the time this things of this material world, we can continuously meditate on them, thinking this, thinking that,
bansuri bajate hue mukh ka
But Shyam Sundar's form, while he is playing his flute of his lotus feet or the peacock feather in his hair,
पीतांबर पहना हुआ,
wearing yellow garments,
त्रिभंग ललित मुद्रा से खड़े हैं,
his त्रिभंग, his three-form mudra, this kind of picture does not want to stay in our minds.
भगवान का वह स्वरूप बड़े बड़े योगियों के मन में भी नहीं आता है.
द ग्रेटेस्ट ऑफ द योगीज कैन नॉट ब्रिंग दिस फॉर्म इन देयर माइंड इवन फॉर अ मोमेंट एंड फॉर द डिवोटीज इट इज ऑलवेज इन देयर माइंड्स.
उस समय कहते हैं पद्भ्याम भक्त हृदयस्थाभ्याम. भगवान कैसे चरणों से पूतने को पकड़े थे, दबाए थे, पद्भ्याम.
Sukadev Goswami says in this text 38 how he was grabbing on to Putana, the baby Krishna. His lotus feet, those little lotus feet of baby Krishna, he had put on Putana's stomach. That cannot be achieved even in their minds of the great yogis and rishis, and even for devotees it is hard to keep in their mind. That Putana had the great fortune of having the touch of Lord's feet on her abdomen. Such rare lotus feet, he had grabbed on to Putana with his little feet. Just like Ganges in all the three worlds, she purifies everyone.
जितने भी मनुष्य, देवता, नाग, असुर हैं, सब
humans, demigods, nagas, they all
ब्रह्मा जी, शिव जी, आदि ब्रह्मा जी करते हैं, शिव जी.
These lotus feet are the feet that are meditate that Lord Shiva, Brahma, Narad, the Kumaras, they're meditating on.
भगवान के चरणों का केवल चिंतन करते हैं उनको.
एंड अदर ग्रेट डिवोटीज दे आर मेडिटेटिंग ओनली ऑन द लोटस फीट ऑफ दीज लोटस फीट ऑफ कृष्णा. दे आर नॉट एबल टू गेट दर्शन. दे आर नॉट एबल टू इवन गेट दर्शन. व्हाट टू स्पीक ऑफ हैविंग हिज फीट टच देयर एब्डोमेन.
भगवान के चरणों का स्पर्श मिले, टच हो, ये तो बहुत दूर की बात है.
टू गेट द टच ऑफ द लोटस फीट ऑफ कृष्णा इज अ वेरी रेयर थिंग. We cannot even get darshan.
भक्तों के हृदय में चिंतन होता है भगवान के चरण को. ऐसे दुर्लभ चरण को putana ke deh par visit aaye the.
Such rare lotus feet he had grabbed on to putana's abdomen with those little lotus feet.
Jis charan se Ganga ji nikli hain,
from this lotus feet Ganges has come, and Ganges is purifying all the three worlds.
Vandyabhyam lok banditai, jitne bhi manush devta nag,
the whole world to whom they worship like Shiva, Brahma, and these personalities themselves, they meditate on the lotus feet of Krishna.
Kiya gaya seedha prashna hai, bhagwan kaun hai, bhagwan kaun hai.
Srimad Bhagavatam, there is a question, a straight question, who is the supreme lord,
bhagwan kaun hai? Uttar hai, jiske charanon se Ganga ji nikli hai wo bhagwan hai.
The answer is, from whose lotus feet Ganges comes, that is the supreme lord, that is Bhagwan.
Seedha uttar hai.
Straight answer.
Punam loke bhagavat padartha. Is jagat mein Mukund ko, Vishnu ko chhod karke kaun hai jise bhagwan kaha ja sakta hai?
In this world, apart from Mukunda, who else is there who can be addressed as bhagwan?
Jiske charan se Ganga ji nikli hai.
By whose lotus feet Ganges emanates?
Brahma ji dharan kiye apne kamandal mein.
And that Ganges, Lord Brahma, he kept in his kamandal, in his water pot.
Aur baad mein Bhagwan Shiv ne apne jata mein Ganga ji ko grahan.
And then later Lord Shiva he kept Ganges in his jata, in his hair.
Aur wahan se phir Bhagirath ji lekar ke Ganga.
And from there Bhagirath, he brought the Ganges to this planet.
To jiske charan itne pavitra hain, itne pavitra hain,
that Lord whose lotus feet is so pure, when his lotus feet is washed, that is Ganges. So transcendental, even just to meditate is difficult, and his water from his lotus feet is so rare, Mother Ganges. Shiv ji is satisfied, and those lotus feet directly were on Putana's abdomen.
खूब कस करके समाक्रम में पूतना के देह पर अपने चरण को चिपका करके लगा करके
समाक्रम में he had stuck them to his tummy, on her abdomen.
इसलिए वह जातुधानी, वह राक्षसी भी इतना क्रूर होते हुए भी,
therefore although that she was a witch, she got janani gatim, position of a mother in Krishna's abode. In Sanskrit, this word gati is very important. Gati, the word gati means
destination.
Destination. Where you would like to end up.
Gati ka arth speed bhi hota hai.
Gati also means speed. There are many meanings of the word gati. Janani gatim means to have the gati of mother. The mother that gave birth to Krishna, that gave birth and then brought him up with so much, raised him with so much love, protect him, feeding, washing. Day and night she was thinking of Krishna, how to keep Krishna, how to serve him. The Lord had this great desire that I be chastised by her.
लेकिन गोपियां कितना भी उलाहना देती थी तो जसोदा अपने बच्चे को दुख नहीं देना चाहती.
And the gopis used to come and complain, but Yashoda did not want to give trouble, make her child sad, unhappy by chastising him.
तुम्हारा जितना भी बर्तन फोड़ा है, बासन फोड़ा है, जो भी किया हमसे ले जाओ.
She used to say, whatever your parts he has broken, whatever damage he has done, just take it from me.
मुझे डांटे, मुझे बांधे.
But he wanted that my mother may chastise me, tie me up.
तो एक दिन अपने घर में ही चोरी करते पकड़ा.
So one day he got caught stealing butter in his own home.
वो क्या हुआ?
What happened then?
दीपावली का दिन था.
It was the day of Diwali.
दही मथ रहे थे.
यशोदा was churning butter.
भूख लग गई और गए.
Suddenly Krishna got hungry. He went up to Krishna, up to Mother Yashoda, and Mother stopped churning the butter. She sat down and started to feed him. And at that time, as she was feeding, there was milk on the pot on the fire. It started to boil over.
Krishna ke liye tha.
Which was also for Krishna.
जो अपना है ही वो दूध नष्ट हो जाएगा, उफान कर अग्नि में जल जाएगा. इसलिए कृष्ण को उतार करके
मदर थॉट द मिल्क माय मिल्क विल बी देयर बट दिस मिल्क विल फॉल ओवर एंड बिकम डिस्ट्रॉयड. सो शी क्विकली पुट कृष्ण डाउन एंड रैन टू सेव दिस अदर मिल्क.
दूध को बचाने के लिए दौड़ी. इतने पर कृष्ण को क्रोध आ गया.
बाय दिस कृष्ण गॉट एंग्री.
मेरा कोई वैल्यू नहीं.
देयर आई हैव देयर इज नो वैल्यू फॉर मी.
ध्यान रखना चाहिए कि मेरा पेट भरा है.
शी शुड कंसीडर दैट वेदर आई एम स्टिल हंग्री और नॉट. शी जस्ट डंप्ड मी लाइक दिस एंड रन अवे.
अरे बाप रे, इतना छोटा सा बच्चा.
स्मॉल लिटिल चाइल्ड सो एंग्री.
बहुत मान करते हैं रिश्ते.
यू सी समटाइम लिटिल चिल्ड्रन दे गेट एंग्री विद देयर मदर्स.
रिश्ते होते हैं और उनको मनाने में बहुत आनंद आता है.
And for mother to make her make up with the child is very enjoyable.
जगत में इतना सुख मिलता है बच्चे को मनाने में. भगवान को मनाने में कितना कितना आनंद.
In this material world, when a mother finds so much pleasure in making up with her child, then how much pleasure there must be for Mother Yashoda to make up with Krishna to make him happy again.
क्रोध आ गया. क्रोध इस बात पर आया कि हमारा.
He got angry.
कोई वैल्यू नहीं समझ रही.
शी ही गॉट एंग्री बिकॉज़ ही थॉट
जमीन पर फेंक करके चली गई.
शी डंप्ड मी लाइक ट्रैश ऑन द फ्लोर.
उतार करके रखी.
मदर यशोदा हैड थॉट दैट आई सेव दिस मिल्क एंड आई विल कम बैक एंड फीड हिम.
इतने बीच में भगवान को क्रोध आया और जो दही का मटका मथ रही थी उसमें वो माखन अभी निकालना बाकी था.
सो दिस ही गॉट सो एंग्री दैट दिस योगर्ट दैट शी वाज चर्निंग she still had to take out the butter from there.
बन चुका था पूरा.
It was ready.
इसी को फोड़ूंगा.
He thought I will just break this one.
जब देखे तो एक मसाला पीसने वाला लोढ़ा मिला.
He looked here and there and he saw a piece of stone.
सील और लोढ़ा रहता है.
In every home there is a stone and another smaller stone to grind spices.
कहते हैं लोग इधर तो कोई देख बट्टा देखे वहाँ ले करके.
सो ही टुक दिस पीस ऑफ स्टोन.
कंजूस बनती है. थोड़ा सा दूध चला गया.
एंड ही थॉट शी इज सो स्टिंजी जस्ट टू सेव अ लिटिल बिट ऑफ मिल्क शी रिजेक्टेड मी.
क्या होता है? हमारी तृप्ति का ध्यान रखना चाहिए.
शी शुड हैव रियलाइज दैट आई हैव टू बी सैटिस्फाइड.
वो सील बटर ले करके धीरे से पेंदी में मारे.
शी टुक दैट स्टोन एंड स्लोली ऑन द बॉटम ऑफ द pot, the clay pot, he hit the stone so that there will not be a noise.
आवाज ना सुने मेरी माँ. बहुत चतुर है. जहाँ पर
he's very clever.
का भरा हुआ था वहाँ मारे. वो आवाज ज्यादा नहीं करता. खाली पर मारने
hit on the top it would make noise. So there was a big hole on the bottom. The pot broke. There was milk, yogurt everywhere. Butter everywhere. Now Krishna was thinking, how should I run away? Now she is going to come back and look at this mess, and she will get very angry. So he started to escape.
ये अपराध किया था भगवान. तो मारेगी मारेगी.
He knew he had done something wrong.
भागने का सोचने लगे.
So he started to run away.
भागने में अब भगवान को ये बुद्धि नहीं है न शक्ति है कि वे उसको लांघ जाए. जो प्रभु तीन पग में दुनिया को
he is the same Vaman Dev who measured the whole universe with his little feet. He did not have the intelligence or the power to jump over that mess because he was playing the childhood leela.
अब वो दूध के बाढ़ को नहीं लाग पाए. दही दही के बाढ़.
There was milk yogurt all over the floor. So he started to walk through it. And then his little feet
कीचड़ से जब भागे
was leaving marks on the ground as he was running away.
बनते गए थे छोटे छोटे पद के चिन्ह बनते. और कृष्ण समझ गए कि अब मैं सेफ हो गया.
एंड सो कृष्णा वाज थिंकिंग नाउ आई एम सेफ बिकॉज आई हैव रन अवे.
वाले तो ये दिखाना चाहते थे कि मैंने फोड़ा ही नहीं, तो माँ दूध को उतार करके आई.
सो मदर टुक द मिल्क ऑफ द फायर एंड शी सॉ,
देखी दही का मटका फूटा हुआ,
दैट देयर वाज अ बिग मेस, समबडी हैड ब्रोक द पॉट. शी न्यू इट मस्ट हैव बीन कृष्णास जॉब बिकॉज ही लेफ्ट द बिग स्टोन देयर आल्सो.
इतनी बुद्धि नहीं थी भगवान को कि उसको छिपा दे.
ही डिडंट हैव सो मच इंटेलिजेंस एज टू हाइड दैट पीस ऑफ स्टोन the rock.
To samajh gaye to maa Yashoda hansne lagi, usko dukh nahi.
First mother Yashoda started to laugh, she was not sad.
Hans is baat se khush thi ki chhed kiya to bahut buddhimani se chhed.
She was laughing because she thought how intelligent he is, he has made a hole on the bottom.
अरे कुछ भी अब दही बह जाए, चाहे कुछ भी, बच्चा चतुर हो रहा है, बुद्धि उसकी बढ़ गई.
नो प्रॉब्लम इफ आई लॉस्ट दैट योगर्ट एंड बटर, बट आई कैन सी ही इज वेरी इंटेलिजेंट. आई एम हैप्पी दैट ही इज सो इंटेलिजेंट, ही मेड अ स्मॉल होल ऑन द बॉटम.
तो वो खुश हुई इस बात से.
शी वॉज ऑल्सो अ लिटिल बिट कंसर्न्ड दैट ही इज बिकमिंग, हिज हैबिट्स आर बिकमिंग वेरी बैड. टुडे ही ब्रोक अ पॉट, tomorrow he can break something else, he can set fire to a house. Therefore, you know, I have to correct him, I must chastise him today, I must tie him up. He's becoming worse and worse.
Chori ki iski jo aadat hai isko nikal
de, this habit of his of stealing, I have to correct this habit, I have to get rid of this stealing habit.
नहीं तो पता नहीं आज माखन की चोरी कर रहा है.
And who knows what he might do tomorrow. Today he is stealing butter, tomorrow he may steal something from somebody's house, he might steal somebody's jewelry, or maybe later on as he grows up he may steal somebody's daughter. This habit of stealing is not good. This is the mother's love. She cares. She cares for her son. She is thinking somehow or other, I have to correct this bad habit. So she started walking. She got a stick in her hand. Krishna had already made an offense, so he hid behind the wall and he was looking like a thief that my mother will come and she will chastise me.
उखल को ऐसे करके उल्टा उस पर बैठ करके भल माखन उतारे खड़े होकर, और
found a mortar there, so he brought that mortar and he sat on it and he pulled down some butter from there and he started to eat.
Kha rahe the, aankhon mein aansu bhara tha, kapti aansu bhara tha,
eyes were full of artificial tears.
Kha rahe the ki main bhook se mar raha hu aur ye doodh hota hai.
He wanted to show his mother that I'm dying for food, I'm dying of hunger, and you went to just save the milk.
Doodh utarne gayi hai,
here I am eating stale butter.
बानर आ गए, 10-20 तो बानरों को भी,
and then 10 or 20 monkeys came and he started to feed the monkeys also.
फेंक रहे थे बानरों को, दे रहे थे. हरीश्वर जी कहता रहा था,
हरीश्वरी प्रभु says, look at this, a generous person, he may himself be in trouble, but he is always giving in charity.
चोरी करके खा रहे लेकिन बानरों को दान दे रहे.
He is stealing and eating, but he is giving to charity. To the monkeys also.
एक तो मुझे भूख लगी है, मुझे खिलाई नहीं, दूध नहीं पिलाई, और ये जो भी सामान रखी है मैं फेंक दूंगा, बानरों को चाहे किसी.
He is thinking, she has kept me hungry. Whatever is there, I'm going to destroy all of this. I'm going to break all the parts of butter and feed it all to the monkeys.
डर रहे थे, देख रहे थे, तब देख लिया उन्होंने कि माँ छड़ी लेकर आ रही है.
And by then he saw that mother is coming with a stick.
बस मटका सटका फेंक.
Seeing the mother coming with a stick, he just forgot all the monkeys and the parts of butter, and he licked and wiped his hand and he started running away.
माँ यशोदा को बहुत चिंता है कि इसकी आदत तो बिल्कुल बिगड़ती जा रही है.
मदर यशोदा वाज सो कंसर्न्ड दैट हिज हैबिट इज बिकमिंग वर्स एंड वर्स. टुडे आई विल कैच हिम एंड आई विल टाई हिम अप.
पीछे पीछे दौड़ने लगी.
शी स्टार्टेड रनिंग आफ्टर हिम.
स्पीड से भाग रहे
थे. ही वाज रनिंग वेरी फास्ट.
माँ का शरीर.
Mother's body was a little heavy. She could not run so fast. But she thought somehow or other, today I have to catch him and I have to punish him. Otherwise he will become very spoiled. So she kept running and she kept running. First he was running around in the courtyard. Then he started running on the streets. Then he started running into somebody's house, out of their house, another house, like this. And Mother Yashoda was getting so tired. But still, she was adamant. She has to catch him today. Sukadev Goswami here explains that the yogi is their mind and their hearts. Becomes very fine and their minds can travel with great speed. But they cannot catch the lotus feet of Krishna. And Mother Yashoda was trying to catch him. And Krishna finally accepted defeat and he let his mother catch him. She was panting, she was sweating, she was tired, all her hair became loose, the flowers fell off. She didn't want to catch him from behind because he might trip and fall over, so she ran in front of him and caught him from the front. She caught him by the left hand and she had the stick in her right hand. And when Krishna got caught, he started crying like anything, weeping. She's going to hit me, she's going to hit me. He was not able to speak, but he was crying, weeping. So mother thought that he's so afraid something might happen, so she threw the stick away. She showed him the stick and she threw it away. Then when the stick was thrown away, then Krishna became a little pacified. Still he was crying. Then mother said, Manthani Sphotak, you breaker of the parts. Those monkeys, are they your relatives? You're giving butter to all of those monkeys? You have become very bad. You misbehave. I'm going to correct you. And then Krishna started to cry more. And then Yashoda said, some gopis were watching this Leela and they were laughing. And then Yashoda chastised them, why are you laughing? Go quickly, go get ropes from your homes. First of all, Mother Yashoda got this string, the silky tiny rope from her hair, and she tried to tie his little hands with that.
और दूसरा छोर कृष्ण के कमर में बांधने लगी. जैसे बकरी गाय को बांध दिया जाता है ऐसे बांध करके रखो.
One string she tied to the mortar and other she tried to tie to his stomach and she told him, I'm going to keep you tied up like an animal here, like a goat.
अब तुम पशु की तरह बंधे रहो.
Now you remain tied here like an animal.
अब तुमको बांध करके रखूंगा और भोजन भी नहीं दूंगा.
And I won't feed you also.
कृष्ण इतना रो रहे थे.
And Krishna cried so much. Such calamity has befallen in my life.
छोर बांधने लगी तो घट गया दो अंगुल.
When she tried to tie him around his tummy, again it was too short, 2 inches too short.
छोर बांधा फिर बांधने लगी वो भी दो अंगुल.
She tied more string to it again.
गांव की कई रस्सियां मंगाई गई और जोड़ रहे थे, गांठ बना रहे थे और बंधन पूरा नहीं होता
इन दिस वे शी टाइड एवरी ऑल द गोपीज ब्रॉट सम स्ट्रिंग एंड शी टाइड एवरीवन स्ट्रिंग एंड स्टिल इट वाज 2 इंचेस टू शॉर्ट
10 मीटर लंबा जोड़े लेकिन आकर दो अंगुल कम हो जाते
शी टाइड अ रोप लॉन्ग 10 मीटर्स एंड व्हेन शी पुट अराउंड हिज टमी इट वाज अगेन 2 इंचेस टू शॉर्ट
माँ को बहुत दुख हो रहा था इस बात से कि अब तो अगर नहीं बांध पाऊंगी तो ये तो और हंसेगा और कहेगा अब क्या तो
मदर वॉज बिकमिंग वेरी डिस्ट्रेस शी सेड इफ नाउ इफ आई कैन नॉट टाइम देन ही विल लाफ एट मी एंड ही विल रन अवे एंड से सी यू कुड नॉट डू एनीथिंग
तुम क्या कर
डू एनीथिंग हर मदर वॉज थिंकिंग इफ टूडे आई डोंट टाइम देन दिस बॉय विल बिकम इफ आई बिकम डिफीटेड देन ही विल बिकम मोर स्ट्रांग इन हिज नॉटीनेस
और खुला खुला बढ़ जाएगी इस चिंता में थी
शी वॉज वॉरिड अबाउट दिस
हंस रहे थे कि रानी जी
एंड द गोपीज वर कमिंग एंड दे वर लाफिंग दे सेड रानी यशोदा रानी इट इज नॉट इन हिज भाग्य इन हिज डेस्टिनी टू बी टाइड अप लाइक दिस गिव अप
छोड़ दीजिए
लीव हिम
फिर यशोदा जी छोड़ दीजिए तुम लोग आकर को उलाहना देते हो ना तुम्हारे घर में
मदर यशोदा सेड यू ऑल आर द वंस हु कम एंड कंप्लेन ऑल द टाइम दैट ही कम्स टू स्टील इन योर होम
आज कहती हो कि छोड़ दीजिए
एंड टुडे यू आर सेइंग लीव हिम
तुम ही लोगों ने बिगाड़ा है
यू ऑल हैव आई हैव स्पॉइल्ड हिम
मैं पहले विश्वास नहीं करती थी कि ये किसी का मटका फोड़ता है
बिफोर आई नेवर यूज्ड टू बिलीव दैट ही वुड स्टील बटर एंड ब्रेक एनीवन्स पॉट
लेकिन जब इसको आंख से मैंने देख लिया सब करते हुए चोरी करते हुए
बट टुडे व्हेन आई सॉ विद माय ओन आईज ब्रेकिंग पॉट स्टीलिंग बटर फीडिंग द मंकीज
मैं बांधूंगी
आई विल डेफिनेटली टाई हिम अप
तीन बीत गया सवेरे की घटना
दिस हैपेंड अर्ली इन द मॉर्निंग And then now the whole day has passed. It became evening. Because she thought she was bent on tying him up. In the end, Krishna saw his mother suffering so much and she had this mental anxiety that if I don't tie him, he will become more spoiled.
एक तो ये चिंता हो रही
है एंड द अदर एंग्जाइटी वाज दैट सो मच हार्ड वर्क एंड द स्ट्रिंग वाजंट लॉन्ग इनफ
पसीने से लथपथ हो गई और केश में मालती के पुष्प जो बांधे गए थे सब बिखर गए
ऑल द मालती फ्लावर्स फ्रॉम अ हेयर फेल ऑफ देन व्हेन कृष्णा सॉ हिज मदर दैट माय मदर हैज बीन वर्किंग सो हार्ड His heart melted. Then he thought, after all, she's doing this to make me a gentleman. She's doing this. So let me get tied up. And he agreed. Krishna's Kripa Shakti arose and she allowed Mother Yashoda to be tied up. And she tied him up to this mortar and she went and started doing her housework. And she told everybody, nobody open him up. If Mother Yashoda has given this order, who can go and open him up? Untie him.
गोपियां कर देख रही थी, बच्चे देख रहे थे और कृष्ण और घिघा घिघा कर रो रहे थे पत्थर पर.
All the gopis and all the children were coming to see and Krishna was weeping more and crying more.
तो इस प्रकार ये माँ का स्नेह है.
And in this way, this is her mother's love, Mother Yashoda's love.
भगवान ने जैसे माता को प्यार दिया स्नेह.
So I was giving this example that Krishna how he gave love to his mother.
भगवान उसके बस में है.
And he became under her control. He will sleep in his lap. He will let her care for him.
खिलाए तो खाते हैं, नहलाए तो नहल.
He will eat when she feeds him. He will bathe when she bathes him.
इसको कहते हैं जननी गति.
This is called जननी गति, mother's गति.
माँ की जो क्रियाएं हैं कृष्ण के साथ. वह प्राप्त किया पूतना ने
This is what Putana achieved.
Swargam kaha
gaya. Shloka 38. He's used the word swargam, swarg. Sometimes in Sanskrit, swarg is not just the heavenly planet, but also here it is used with relation to the transcendental abode. There are many shlokas like this, where the word swarga is used for the Lord's abode. Vaikuntha or Golok. Sometimes it's called swarg.
Swargam avapa janani gati.
Even as she achieved the Golok Dham, and she got Janani Gati, position of a mother. So much, much happiness Krishna is giving his mother. Mother Yashoda gets unlimited amount of happiness, bliss, more than Brahmanand, no comparison. She gets so much bliss when Krishna asks for, accepts her service. He accepts her maternal love and he becomes under her control.
माता मोरे पुत्र भावे करे न शासन अति हीन ज्ञाने करेला अति कम बुद्धि का समझ कर
चैतन्य महाप्रभु says my mother
that
Krishna says my mother she thinks I am very unintelligent when I eat clay she shouts at me and she makes me spit it
She
chastises me. Did you eat clay? Why did you eat dirt? One time Krishna had eaten some dirt and then Lord Balaram and the friends they went to Mother Yashoda and they said Krishna has eaten some dirt. He's eaten clay. So she ran. She caught him by the hand. She said, why? Why you ate dirt? You don't get prasadam? You don't get roti? You don't get butter to eat? You don't get food to eat? Krishna had just eaten dirt. He said, I did not eat. I did not eat butter. I did not eat dirt. And inside his mouth, he was creating all this saliva and quickly, quickly swallowing whatever was in his mouth. That if she sees a dirt in his teeth or here and there, she tried to clean his mouth. He said, I didn't eat clay, I didn't eat dirt. He said, open your mouth, she said.
To Krishna, खूब जल्दी जल्दी वो लार बनाए भीतर और घोट
कृष्णा very quickly quickly swallowed and he opened his mouth
तो ऐसे मुख करो जो सदन का ऊपर मुख करो खोला मुख
she said turn your face up and open your mouth
कृष्णा ने ऐसे मुख खोला
when Krishna opened his mouth
सारे ब्रह्मांड को सूर्य चंद्रमा
she saw the whole universe and then the moon and the ocean. She saw everything, mountains. She even saw herself chastising her son Krishna within his mouth. She became so astonished. She said, what is this I'm seeing? Is this some kind of maya or am I haunted? Why am I seeing this? Why am I? What has happened inside the mouth of my baby? She thinks that he has no intelligence, and then he may fall into Jamuna or he may get into trouble. Children generally has no intelligence like that. The human babies, they're very unintelligent. The other animals, their children, their babies, they have sense.
बच्चा को आप छोड़ दीजिए रोड पर, वो घर नहीं आएगा इधर उधर.
If you leave a small baby or a child on the road, he will not know how to reach home. But a dog or a cat's baby, they will wander around and they will reach their destination.
हमारे यहाँ की घटना है, एक कुत्ता को एक आदमी रेल पर चढ़ा करके ट्रेन पर और तीन स्टेशन आगे छोड़ा है.
There is a story in our village. One man, he picked up this baby dog, and just a dog, and he put him on the train.
छोड़ा तो रोड पकड़ करके गांव पर
and left him three stations away.
कोई एड्रेस नहीं पूछा.
And he did not have to ask for directions or address. He somehow found his way back, and he came back to his village. This dog.
क्या कोई मनुष्य का बच्चा ऐसा मिलेगा?
No human child can do this.
खोया तो खो ही गया.
They're lost. A lost. When they're grown up, they have some intelligence. But a child, he has no intelligence. So Lord is doing pastime like this.
हमारे गांव के पास कुदरा गांव है, तो वहां पर मकर संक्रांति के दिन मेला लगता है.
Near our village, there is a big festival in Makar Sankranti day.
बहुत खाने पीने और बेचने.
There's a lot of things, lot of people, millions of people. Sometimes people would go with their children.
कभी-कभी बच्चे भूल जाते थे.
And sometimes some children will get lost. They have no idea where to go.
Announce करते थे.
So they would make announcement.
खो गया है.
There's a lost child. Please come and take.
सब लोग आते थे, माता पिता या भाई कोई पहचान करके उठा कर ले जाते.
And some relative or mother and father would come and take the child.
आप लोग अपने बच्चों के पैकेट में अपना पूरा एड्रेस और उसका नाम लिख करके.
They would make an announcement. Please put your phone number and the address and everything in your child's pocket.
हो जाए तो उसके पैकेट से निकाल कर.
So if he gets lost, we can bring him to you.
देखेंगे ये नाम है, यहाँ गांव है, इसके माता पिता का ये नाम है. तो उस दिन से अब भूलते थे लड़के तो बहुत जल्दी पकड़ में आ जाते.
Since that day, they are very easily able to find the children's lost children's home. It is actually a truth. The human children, babies, they have no intelligence.
है ना? कितने बच्चों की आदत.
So many children. They have this habit. They're sucking their finger. There is no. They don't get anything out of it, but they think they're getting some great.
टेस्ट जाता है या इसमें कभी कभी झोली डाला जाता है ऐसे बांध में. धीरे धीरे आदत सुधरती
है. कृष्णा हैड दिस हैबिट ऑफ ईटिंग डर्ट.
पेट में कीड़े पड़ जाए.
द मदर वॉज कंसर्न यू विल गेट वर्म्स इन योर स्टमक, यू विल गेट सिक.
बचा करके रखती थी.
मेनी वेज शी ट्राइड टू कीप हिम अवे फ्रॉम ईटिंग डर्ट. दिस इज लव ऑफ मदर यशोदा.
इस तरह से माँ यशोदा परम आनंद में मग्न हो जाती है. कृष्ण उसके पुत्र हैं तो सदा के लिए पुत्र हैं. वो जन्मी रहे.
कृष्णा इज हर सन, सो ही इज ऑलवेज हर सन. शी विल इटर्नली बी हिज मदर.
काल बाधा नहीं देता.
देयर इज नो टाइम.
बड़ा कर दिया
देन ओ आफ्टर सम इयर्स शी विल अ चाइल्ड ग्रोज अप एंड नेवर सीज द पेरेंट अगेन. शी इज इटर्नली सर्विंग कृष्णा.
माँ से दूर हो गया. वो माँ ही रहेगी और बच्चा कृष्ण बच्चा ही रहेगा.
दैट मदर रिमेन्स अ मदर एंड कृष्णा रिमेन्स अ चाइल्ड कृष्णा.
जिनके द्वारा सिद्ध होता है
गौतम. देयर इज दिस प्रसंग वेयर आफ्टर द कुरुक्षेत्र वॉर व्हेन द लॉर्ड रिटर्न टू द्वारका.
समय वे 100 वर्ष के थे.
दैट टाइम ही वॉज अबाउट 100 ईयर्स ओल्ड.
और भगवान की बहुत सी माताएं थी. देवकी जी 7 बहन थी.
एंड मदर कृष्णा हैड मेनी मदर्स. देवकी हैड 7 सिस्टर्स.
वसुदेव जी से ही हुआ था.
एंड दे वर ऑल मैरिड टू वसुदेव.
वसुदेव जी की सब मिलकर 18 पत्नियां.
ऑल टुगेदर ही हैड 18 वाइव्स.
सूत गोस्वामी वर्णन करते हैं कि कुरुक्षेत्र से आकर के भगवान द्वारका में अपने घर में प्रवेश करते हैं.
सूत गोस्वामी सेज दैट आफ्टर कमिंग फ्रॉम द्वारका बैटलफील्ड फ्रॉम कुरुक्षेत्र व्हेन द लॉर्ड एंटर्स हिज होम इन द्वारका.
माता पिता के घर में पहल.
फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल ही गोज टू हिज मदर एंड फादर हाउस.
माता के घर में प्रवेश किए.
फर्स्ट ही एंटर हिज मदर्स रूम हिज मदर्स हाउस.
ये सीखने की बात
है. दिस वी हैव टू लर्न.
वहाँ पर बहुत बड़ी शिक्षा है. कोई व्यक्ति मान लीजिए आ रहा है,
देयर इज सम ग्रेट टीचिंग. इफ अ पर्सन इज रिटर्निंग फ्रॉम अब्रॉड और अनदर टाउन एंड इफ हर मदर इज प्रेजेंट इन द हाउस, दैट इट इज बेटर, इट इज बिफिटिंग दैट ही फर्स्ट गोज टू पे ऑबेसेंसेस टू द मदर.
आते ही पहले रानी के घर में न चला जाए.
नॉट दैट एज सून एज ही अराइव्स होम ही गोज इनटू द क्वींस रूम
बस
एंड फॉरगेट अबाउट हिज मदर.
सीधे माँ से न मिले और अपनी पत्नी के पास चला गया.
ही केम एंड ही ब्रॉट सम गिफ्ट, सो ही डिडंट गो टू सी हिज मदर, स्ट्रेट टू हिज वाइफ. शुड नॉट बी लाइक दिस.
पत्नी के ही घर में उसको रहना है.
ही लिव्स इन हिज वाइफ्स रूम. But Lord teaches us by His example. First, He went to visit His mother's. I was explaining that the Lord was 100 years old at that time. He expanded Himself into as many number of mothers there were. He had so many sisters. Devaki had, so they were all his mothers. So he was with each of these mothers at the same time.
और उस समय उनके अस्तनों से दूध की धारा बहने लगी.
And they all put, even though Krishna was 100 years old, they put Krishna on their laps, and their milk started to flow, and the tears started to flow from their eyes. Even though they were so old.
सौ वर्ष के बाद भी दूध सूखा नहीं था.
इवन फॉर 100 ईयर्स दे स्टिल हैड मिल्क.
दिव्य जगत की माँ है और दूध और बच्चे.
दे आर नॉट फ्रॉम दिस वर्ल्ड, दे आर फ्रॉम द ट्रांसेंडेंटल वर्ल्ड एंड देयर बॉडीज आर ट्रांसेंडेंटल. देयर कृष्णा इज ऑलवेज देयर बेबी एंड दे ऑलवेज हैव मिल्क.
आज उसको विरस कर दे और इस जगत में, और हम लोग देखते हैं कितना दिन दूध रहता है स्तनों में, बहुत कम दिन रहता है.
We see in this world, as soon as the baby becomes once a year, there is no more milk. But in the spiritual world, mother is there, she'll always be mother. Nitya. If Krishna is his Priyatam, he's always her husband. He never gets old or they never get sick or anything like that.
Jug bitega, koti koti vars bitega, lekin wo jo Krishna ke saath jeev ka sambandh hota hai golok mein, wo kabhi nasht nahi hota.
Yugas may change, unlimited time may pass, but the jeeva's sambandha with Krishna, for the living entity, it never becomes less and it never dies.
कभी नष्ट नहीं होता. यह स सर्वेश भूत नश्यत न विनश्यत. यहाँ सब कुछ नष्ट हो जाता है.
Here everything becomes, everything dies, everything becomes destroyed, the body becomes old. In the spiritual world, all this are not there.
नश्यत न विनश्यत. उसी को परमाम गतिम कहते हैं.
That's called परमाम गतिम.
और उस धाम को प्राप्त करता है जब साधक जीव भगवान का परिकर बन करके.
एंड द साधका ही अटेन्स दैट अबोर्ड
एंड
देन ही नेवर एवर कम्स टू दिस जड़ जगत, दिस मटेरियल वर्ल्ड.
उसको आना नहीं पड़ता.
ही नेवर कम्स बैक.
तो इस प्रकार यहाँ जननी गतिम सुखदेव गोस्वामी कह रहे हैं कि माँ जसोदा को जो सुख मिला.
सो हियर जननी गतिम मीन्स दैट द पोजिशन दैट मदर यशोदा हैज, हाउ शी फीड्स हिम एंड हाउ शी गेट्स ऑल दिस प्लेजर्स ऑफ सर्विंग कृष्णा, वाज सेम वाज अवेलेबल टू स्पूतना.
सेवा करती है उसी पद को पूतना ने प्राप्त.